Today's daf is Tamura daf Tes. We are holding on daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on the top of the page on Tes Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him again for the sponsorship every day of our daf Yomi. So we're holding again at the Mishnah on Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to discuss that it's going to teach us that Tamura works for different types of animals, for parim, kvasim, izim, on each other, even though you're exchanging unlike animals. It's not really an exchange, it's just an extension of the Kedusha. It works even from Zecharim and Nekevos and vice versa, but it's also going to tell us that it does not work for that for an animal that was Kadam Mum on the Hekdesha, an animal that was a Bal Mum before it ever became Kadosh, because that does not have Kedusha Saguf. And the Gemara is going to discuss how we know all of these halachos, and then the Gemara is going to talk about what we learned from the double expression lo yachlifenu and lo yamiroso. Why does it have to tell me both of those expressions? They seem to mean the same thing. Then the next Mishnah in the toward the bottom of the page is going to bring a machlokas if you can be meimir one animal from many animals. Can you say that the kedusha of this animal should extend to multiple other animals? And even if you cannot be meimir one animal from many animals, what if you do one after the other? You have an animal. You have the Gemara is going to discuss. What if you have one animal that's a karban? So you say let it be a tamura. Let a chulin animal A be tamura for this karban, and then the next day you say let chulin animal B be tamura for this karban. So it's a further machlokas whether that works. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how you don't add a chomesh when you're poda an animal that was already a pidyon for another kedusha. Meaning, you had an animal that was kadosh, you were poda it and transferred its kedusha through pidyon to a second animal, so you always have to add a chomesh when you do that. Now you want to be poda the kedusha that's been transferred onto this animal, so the Gemara is going to talk about the chiddush of Shimon Levi that it's not necessary to add a chomesh, and it's going to talk about what if the kedusha has been transferred onto a separate guf, or it's a separate kedusha, and we're going to raise all of those types of questions. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So as we said, karbanos can be brought from different types of kosher animals: parim, kvasim, izim, zecharim, nekevos. So says the Mishnah, memir minatzon al abakar. You could do a tamura. You could affect a tamura. And again, when we say you can, it doesn't mean that it's permissible. It's an isser in the Torah. It means that a tamura is affected from a tzon ala bakar, umina bakar ala tzon, or from a bakar animal that's kodesh onto tzon, umina kvasim al izim and izim al kvasim, and from different types of tzon, from kvasim to izim and vice versa, mina zcharim al kevos, mina kevos al zcharim, and also from male to female animals and female to male animals. And if you do any of those things, it is a violation of the yisur daraisa of lo yachlifenu lo yamiroso, and the kedusha does extend onto the animal that you've done the tamura with. Minat mimim al bale mumin, and you could be meimir animals that do not have a mum on animals that do have a mum that are not roi la krava, min bale mumin al atzmimim, and vice versa. Shenemar, how do I know this is true? Because the pasuk says, lo yachlifenu lo yamiroso, tov bira o ra bitov. So, and it tells me, and if you do it, it's going to be kodesh. So the mashmaus of tov is something that's ra'ila krava, a non-balmum, a tamim. Ram implies a balmum, that's not ra'ila krava. So tov bira is tamura of a carbon that's a balmum, on a chulin that's a tamim. Ra bitov is tamura of a carbon that's a tamim, on chulin that's a balmum. Ve'ezu tov bira, balimum in shakadam akdeshin as mumon. But when we talk about using a balmum, it has to be referring to a balmum that became kadosh before it had a balmum. At the time you were makdish it, it was royal mizbeach, it was a tamim. It was only later that it developed a mum. So dafka, in such a case, we would have a din of tamura that would apply. But if the mum preceded the kedusha, then it's not subject to tamura because it doesn't really have kedusha's carbon. That doesn't really. It doesn't have kedusha's carbon. It doesn't have. It only has kedushas damim. The halacha would be that if you take a balmum and you're makdish it as a karban, so it has kedushas damim, which means if you sell it, you have to sell it and use the money for a karban, but it never has kedushas karban in its own right. And there's a big difference between that which has kedushas karban and then becomes a balmum versus that which never had kedushas karban. That which has kedushas karban then becomes a balmum, even when you're poda it, it's also begiz v'avoda. But that which never had kedushas karban, only had kedushas damim, is going to be mutter begiz v'avoda. avoda as soon as you sell it. So we're only talking about a situation where it was not yet a balmum at the time that you were makdish it. So it says Rabbi Nani Mili, how do I know you could be maimer different types of korbanos on different types of chulin and that you can't be maimer behemos that are hooked to mizbeach after they already had a mum? So the Tan Rabban, the Brisa tells us as follows. Pasuk says behema bivehema. So it sounds all types of behema. Mikan shemir min atzon al bakum min bakar al tzon min kavasim al izim min izim al kavasim min atzcharim al mekevus min mekevus al tzcharim. I mean, just by the lack of specificity, the Torah says behema bivehema. Okay, whatever kind of animal. So it's not specific at all. So it means all different kinds of animals. Min balimum min al tmim min atzmim al balimum. So yachal afilu kadamum like this. And you might think that it includes in tmura even an animal that was a balmum prior to you ever being makdish in the first place. Tamalomar lo yachlifena v'lo yamiro so tov bera or rabatov ve'ezehu tov bera. What is tov bera referring to? Where chulin tmimim is being exchanged for karbanos balimum. So balimum in shekadam ekdesh in esmuman. Dafka a situation where it became kadosh before it developed a mum. But if it had a mum before it became kadosh, then it's not subject to tamura. Says more my Talmuda. But how do you see that in the pasuk? Meaning, how do we learn from the pasuk that we just quoted that doing a tamura on a balmum only applies if the mum developed later? Amar Abaye, so Abaye explains as follows: name akra, because the pasuk could have just written lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro so tov bera ora bo, and I would realize that the bo is bitov. It doesn't have to actually say the word bitov. Bitov achrina lamali. Why does it need that second bitov? Shema mina. So it says Abaye. You see from there. Tov me ikaro osa tamura, tamura ra me ikaro ein osa tamura. That only if an animal is fundamentally tov, it was tov initially at the time they were makdish. Yes, later it became a balmum, but only such an animal can become can affect the tamura. But an animal that was ra me ikaro, that was a balmum before you were ever makdish, it absolutely cannot affect tamura. That's Abaye's understanding, that the second tov is extra, and therefore that's the drama we make from the second tov, that an animal had to at least be tov me'ikaro in order to affect tamura. Rava amar travayu tov yuturi miyatri. Rava says, no, both times the Torah uses the word tov, it seems unnecessary. Because im kein nichtov kra, lo yachlifen v'lo yamir oso bira o rabo. Oso bira would mean a regular korban. An chulin that's ra, rabo would be a korban that's ra. An chulin that's tov. You don't need to use the word tov just by saying it's not ra, so then you see that it's fine, it's normal. Why do you have to say the word tov? Lamali l'michtav travayu tov. Why does it have to say both times the word tov? Tov bara and ra betov. So chad tov afil betov nami ki meimer lucky. One tov tells me that even if you're meimer a carbon tov on chulin tov, you still get malchus. Meaning you might have thought, well, I'm not downgrading it. I'm exchanging it for a chulin that's also perfectly good, that also is not a balmum, so you might think that you don't get malchus. So the first tov tells me, yes, you do. You still get malchus for such a thing. V'idach, and the second rabitov tells me, tov meikaro osa tamura, ra meikaro in osa tamura. The exact drasha that Abaye said, that it had to at least be tov meikaro at the time that you were makdishit, it could not be a balmum. If it was a balmum at the time that you were makdishit, then it's not going to be subject to tamura. V'abaye, and Abaye, who holds that there's only one extra tov in the pasuk, Abaye Amar Kal V'Chomer Hu. I don't need another riboy in the pasuk to tell me that I get malchus even when I'm machlif a tov betov. When I take a tov karban and I do tamura on a tov chulin animal, because it's a Kal V'Chomer. Umatov bira diyule kamali le lucky. If in a case where I take a carbon that's a balmum and I try to exchange it for a chulin that's tov, that's not a balmum, I'm going to get malchus for that. I'm trying to upgrade it. I'm trying to enhance the kedusha, and I'm going to get malchus for that. So tov betov dechiyadadi nimilo kolshke the lucky. So when I'm exchanging tov for tov, where I'm not even upgrading it, for sure I'm going to get malchus. I don't need an extra word in the pasuk to tell me that I get malchus for that. It's a basic kal v'chomer. V'rava Einon Shemin Adin. And Rava would say, you're right, it is a basic kavachomer, but a basic kavachomer would only tell me that something is usher. It would not tell me that you can get an onesh for it, that you get malchus for it. Because Einon Shemin Adin, we have a rule that you cannot get an onesh based on the kavachomer. The discussion in Rishonim, why that is that you did not get an onesh based on the kavachomer, if I'm not mistaken, of Yosef Engel has in Beis HaOtzar on the entry on Einon, Beis HaOtzar is like an encyclopedia. So I don't think he got very far. As far as so far into the alphabet, in terms of the alphabet, in terms of encyclopedia, but the Einon Shemin Adin, he got to. So Einon Shemin Adin, he has a whole entry. I think he has like eight or nine different reasons. I'll pick Kabbalah, I'll pick whatever, you know, for Einon Shemin Adin. The most fundamental, the most basic reason that most assume that Einon Shemin Adin is that you can't give an onesh based on the Kal V'chomer, because the purpose of giving an onesh is not just stam, because we like to hurt people and bother people. The purpose of giving an onesh is giving a kapara, that we're trying to get the person a kapara through the onesh for what they did. Well, yes, it could be that if a person did an avera of a certain madrega, that the malchus is going to be enough of a kapara. But maybe if through a kal v'chomer I see that, oh, there's a worse avera, so maybe the malchus will not be enough for that. Maybe the onesh for avera A, which is a smaller avera, is not going to be enough to serve as a kapara for avera B, which is a greater avera. And if it's not going to be a kapara, then we're just assaulting a person for no reason. I mean, the whole point is to be able to provide him with a kapara. Another possible explanation, the other famous explanation for why Einon Shemin Adin, before Rav Yosef Engel gets into the very creative ones, is that the Kal V'chomer is one of the Midos Shatar and Dreshes Ben, that a person could be Dorish Me'atzmo. You could darshan on your own. You don't need a Mesorah to darshan the Kal V'chomer. Ein Adam Dan Gzer Shav Me'atzmo. Gzer Shav, you have to have a Kabbalah Elam Kin Kibla Me'rabo. You have to accept that you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. A Kal V'chomer, for sure, you could just be done Me'atzmo. A person today can make a Din D'Oraisa that no one ever heard of if he comes up with the Kal V'chomer that works. I mean, it's unlikely that we're going to come up with something that no one thought of before, but if you come up with the Kal V'chomer that works, you can make a brand new Din D'Oraisa that no one ever realized before, that no one ever thought of before. Kal V'chomer person could be done Me'atzmo. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Masech HaSukkah, what about the other 11 Midas Shatar and Dreshes Ben? Right? We know Gzer Rishav, for sure you need a Kabbalah Me'rabah. We know Kal V'chomer, for sure you could do on your own. What about the others? Okay, that's a Machlokas Rishonim. But since Kal V'chomer is something that a person can come up with on their own, so what if we're going to give an onesh based on the Kal V'chomer, and then someone's going to have a pircha on the Kal V'chomer? Someone's going to say, I could slug up the Kal V'chomer. I could show why it's not really a Kal, what you thought is Kal is Chamor, what you thought is Chamor is Kal, from a different angle. And then what? And now what are we going to do? There's no way to take back the onesh. You know, if it was Dini Maminus, it's one thing, but there's no way to take back an onesh that was a physical onesh. So maybe that's why Ein Onshin Min Adin. So that could be that, and then Rav Yosef Engel has again many other explanations, but that's what he suggests. One of the suggestions I thought was very interesting. Let's see if I can remember it. He says the 13 midos Shatar and Reshepan relates to the 13 midos Harachanim, right? So he says the first of the Midos Shatar and Dresh Ben is Kal V'chomer. The first of the Midos HaRachmin is Hashem, which is the Shem Hashem of Rachmanus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Einon Shemin Adin, because since it relates to the shame that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Rachaman, so you're not going to give an Onesh based on that. It's an interesting idea that you have to carry it through and see how it works out. I think he quotes this from the Bnei Yisrael like this, that you have this parallel, right? He says, what's the last of the Midas Rachmim? V'nake lo yinake, right? What's the last of the Midas Shatar and Dresh Ben? V'chein shnei ksuv mamachishim ze ezeh. Right, nakei lo yinakei, shnei ksuv mamachishim ze ezeh. The two that contradict each other. Okay, you have to see how it works with all of them. But Einon Shemin Adin, Rabbi says, and that's why we're not going to give malchus based on the Kal V'chomer. So even though I like your Kal V'chomer, it's not enough to give malchus. Rabbi Yomalach, halav dinahu migara tov meira. It's not a Kal V'chomer that the limud of tov b'tov from tov bara is not really Kal V'chomer. Is being meimir a korban tov more kal than being meimir a korban ra? It's only gilui milsa from the fact that the Torah is megala that you get malchus even on tov bara. So you see that the Torah is makbe not to be meimir any Dover Kadosh at all, meaning with Kedush Mizbech. It's not Kal V'chomer, that's what the Torah is telling you, that you can't be Meimir, anything that has Kedush Mizbech. And Melid includes a Tmuras Tov B'Tov as well. You don't need to call it a Kal V'chomer even, and that's why Abai thinks that we can give Onesh, because it's based on the Pasuk itself. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, we have a Brisa that tells us as follows. Pasuk says, Lo yachlifanu bishal acherim. From there we learn you can't even do tmura on someone, you can't do tmura on someone else's animal. V'lo yamiroso bishal atzmo. And why do I need lo yamiroso? You can't do tmura on your own animal. So we're going to have to explain what that first part means. Of course you can't do on someone else's animals. You're not authorized to do anything to someone else's animal. So we'll have to see. So says more of a lichto of lo yachlifanu v'lo bayu lo yamiroso. Why doesn't it just say lo yachlifanu, that you can't do on someone else's animal? And I don't need to say lo yamiroso, because obviously it's you're not going to be allowed to do on your own animal. It says where ikas of hachi. No, if we would have said lo yachlifenu, hava mina teitze vitikanes hu detilki of meimer de travayu kamikachi lu ema lo lucky. If it only would have said lo yachlifenu, I would say only if you use a lashon of teitze the zu vitikanes zu, that this carbon should go out of its kedusha and this other carbon should now replace it. That was your intention. That's what you're trying to do, to remove the kedusha from carbon A and instead have it replaced with animal B. I would think that's a case where you get malchus. But if you're meimir, you're just trying to stam say zu tumura zu without taking away kedusha to travayka mekachlu, where you're even implying with what you're saying that you intend for both of them to be kadosh, so I might think you don't get malchus, and it's not even aser. So kamash milan, that's why it has to say lo yamiro. So that even if you just stam say a tmura, where the implication might even be that you're just trying to extend the kedusha and not exchange the kedusha, still you're going to get malchus. Hi b'shal acherim hechidami. What's the case that the Brice is telling me that I cannot do tmura b'shal acherim on someone else's animal? E name a behema de hegdish today. If we're talking about that, the carbon belongs to him, the chulin, the alma, and it's chaveros chulin animal, and that's where you're telling me that I can't do tamura. Mi matzi makdish? Of course. Can I be makdish someone else's animal? Of course I'm not allowed to do that. Ishki yakdish is beso, kodesh Hashem amrachmana, ma beso birishuso. Whatever your makdish has to be similar to beso, just like beso is birishuso, avkol birishuso. Anything you want to be makdish has to be something that's birishuso. So just like you're unable to be makdish something that's eno shalo, you're not able to be matis b'kedusha, a tmura that's ena shalo, ela behema de hektish b'alma v'chulin didei. So the case must be that it's someone else's carbon, and you're trying to extend that kedusha onto your own chulin animal. And that, even in that case, says Gemara, though, mi matis b'davar she'ena shalo, can a person be matis kedushas tmura on his animal by being meimerit on an animal, a carbon that does not belong to him? Isn't that obvious that you're not allowed to do that? Why is that so obvious that you're not allowed to do that? It doesn't say in the Gemara how I know that you're not allowed to do that, that I can't use someone else's karban as the source of the kedusha that I'm trying to transfer onto my chulin animal. The Shidu Mukabet says, and back on Daf Beis and Beis, sounds like it's based on the drasha that we had from Rabbi Akiva on Daf Zayin, Vayuhu Utumurasu Yehakodesh, that kedusha is only chal bebeis habaylim, so too tumura is only chal bebeis habaylim, which makes it sound like the original kedusha kadosh animal has to belong to the baylim, the person who's doing the tumura. That's what they suggest. However, the Rashash works with the assumption that this is a svara, that it's just a svara that I can't take someone else's karban and use that kedusha to make tumura on my animal, and the Rashash therefore asks, why not? I could be matvis and isr neder on something that's mine, midavar anadr shal chavero. I could say ze kazeh, and I could be matvis nazirus of someone else on myself. Nazir is over lefanai, nazir is walking in front of me, and I say ve'ani, right? And the other guy says ve'ani. So kulam nazirim, the Mishnah Maseches Nazir says, everyone could take someone else's kedushas nazir and extend it onto themselves. So why is it such a svara? You can't do that with a karban. So the Rashash suggests that tmura is an inyan of chiluf, that what you're trying to do is to be machlif your friend's karban with your own animal to have kedusha in its place. A person certainly cannot be machlif something shel chaveru b'shalo. Meaning, even though the net result of tamura is that they're both kadosh, that is not the intention of the person who's doing tamura. The intention of the person who's doing tamura is he's trying to exchange it. He's trying to trade it out. Now we pull his feet out from under him, and we don't allow him to do that. And we say, no, the kedusha is still going to remain. But that's what tamura fundamentally is. It's an exchange. In the case of nazir or nedarim, when I say va'ani about the nazir, I'm not trying to take away his nazirus at all. I'm just trying to also have nazirus. In such a case, it could work. But misvara, if you're trying to switch it out, it makes sense that you wouldn't be able to do it on someone else's animal. So bottom line is, though, the Gemara has a question. What exactly is the case of lo yachlifenu bishel acherin? It can't mean that it's the other guy's chulin animal that I'm making kaddush, because I'm certainly not authorized to do that, and can't be his carbon animal that I'm trying to use as the source of kedusha for my own animal. Says more liolam bebehemet hekdush yalma. It is talking about someone else's carbon, the chulin didei, and my chulin animal. Kagon da amar mari de behemet hekdush. Case must be that the guy who owns the carbon says, whoever wants to come and do tamura on my animal, everyone is welcome to do so. Tosos on Daf Beis and Beis sounds like that works midin shlichus, that you are now functioning as the shliach of the guy who owns the animal. He wanted to, he was happy to have his animal become the source of a tamura, and he authorized you, and now you are working as his shliach to do that. The thing is, if that's the case, if it's working midin shlichus, now the Buddha points out in Madura Kama Evan Ezra Simonai and Vav, where the shoel over there wants to be mochiach from this, that the klal of ein shliach l'dvar aveira is only about the onesh, that the shliach is the one that's nenesh, not the mishaleach. That's what ein shliach l'dvar aveira means. But the shlichus is chal, meaning there are two ways to understand ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Say ein shliach l'dvar aveira that's just not a shlichus, it's a total bitter shlichus. Or ein shliach l'dvar aveira that normally when I make you my shliach to be mekadesh nisha, let's say, so I'm the one that's married in the end, not you. But ein shliach l'dvar aveira, when I send you to do an aveira, I'm not the one that gets the onesh, you're the one that gets the onesh for doing the aveira. So those are two ways of understanding. So the Buddha's shoel says, you see from here that ein shliach l'dvar aveira does not mean a bitul shlichus, because doing a tamura is an aveira, and you see that it works, and the shlichus is going to work over here. So the Nadav Yehuda rejects that raya, because he says this is not midin shlichus. When the guy says kol rotz lahamir, it doesn't work midin shlichus. It works midin nesinas rishus. For tamura, you don't need shlichus. All you need is permission of the bailin. That's all that's necessary for tamura. The pashtus, that's true. That all you need is Nesinas Rishos, you don't need the koach of the bailim for tamura. You just need it's just that the bailus of the carbon is ma'akev other people from affecting tamura. So if I say I'm going to get out of the way, my bailus should not affect you anymore. Good. So then you can go and affect tamura on someone else's carbon. Okay. New Mishnah now. Memir in echad b'shnayim, b'shnayim be'echad. You could be memir one chulin behema on two carbonos, or one carbon on the two behemoth chulin. Echad meo b'meo be'echad, and really there's no limit. It could be any number. It could even be 100. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein memirin ela echad be'echad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it can only be a one-to-one exchange. How does he know that? Shenemar v'haya hu utmurasu yekodesh. Hu sounds like a single carbon. Mahu miyuchad, afhi miyuchedes. And just like the carbon has to be miyuchad, has to be only one, the tamura also has to be just a single tamura. So it's got to be a one-to-one exchange. Minanimili, what's the source of each of the opinions? The Chacham say you could even do 100 to 1 or 1 to 100, and Rabbi Shimon thinks it has to be 1 to 1. So the Tanur Rabbanan, because we have a Brisa that says as follows. In the Parsha Tamur, the Pasuk says, Behema bivehema. So Mikan Shemimir and Echad Bishnaim, from there we see that you could do Tamura of 1 and 2, Shnaim Be'echad and 2 and 1. Echad Bimeo, Meo Be'echad, and even 1 to 100, 100 to 1. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Mimir and Ela Echad Be'echad Shnemar, Behema bivehema. Below behema bivehemos. Below behemos bivehema. It says in the singular, behema, behema, that's the basis for Rabbi Shimon, that it's got to be one-to-one. So Amalot, the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Matzino behemos, shakriya behema, shenamar u behema rabba. In Sefer Yonah, for example, it describes that the city of Nineveh had so much, and it had behema rabba. So what, it meant one giant behema? No, clearly it means many, many behemos. So you see that the word behema in Tanakh could mean many animals. So you can't bring a raya from the fact that it says behema, behema, that it's just a single one. So Rabbi Shimon, behema rabba ikri, behema stam lo ikri. Yes, in Tanakh you'll find that many behemos will be called behema rabba, but it will never be called behema stam. In the Sefer Tzon Kadshim, he points out that even though we do find Lashon Yachid, that means a rabbin, like by Yaakov Avinu, by Yihili, shor v'chamor. That's saying he wasn't bragging about one shor and one chamor. He was saying that he had a lot. Nevertheless, in Temura, it should not have said behema, because it's ambiguous where chapsanaf kamina lemaisa, says its own kachem, and that's, it shouldn't do that. Meaning, if you want to use a term that connotes even a plural, even a multiplicity of things, it would be very misleading to use the word behema in the singular. You're right. It could mean, sometimes it could mean plural, but it doesn't always mean plural. So why would the Torah do that? So that's its own kachem. Points out that behema rabba ikri behema stam lo ikri, even though sometimes, yes, singular words are used for the plural, it wouldn't have done it. The time of Rabbi Shimon mishum behema hu. Wait a second. We just said in our Mishnah that how does Rabbi Shimon know it's got to be one-to-one exchange? Because the pasuk says vaya hu utmarasa yekodes, from the word hu, and now comes along this brisa and tells us that the basis for Rabbi Shimon is the singular usage of behema as opposed to plural behemos. That's not what the Mishnah said. So the times Rabbi Shimon mishum behema hu, vaha times Rabbi Shimon mishum hu, ma hu miyuchad af tmura miyuchadas. It said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon was based on the word hu. Says Amar Meikara Amar Len Rabbi Shimon min vahaya hu utmaraso. Originally Rabbi Shimon said what it said in the Mishnah. V'chi chaza didarshi rabbanon mi behema bebehema. But then he heard that the rabbanon want to use as their source behema bebehema. They could even do mea be'echad or mea be'echad. That was very strange to him. Amar Lehem. Rabbi Shimon said back to them, that's not only not a raya to you, that's an additional raya to me, that b'vema implies only yachid for a yachid. Good. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, let's imagine within Shitas Rabbi Shimon that you can only do a one-to-one exchange. Moder Rabbi Shimon shememirin v'chozrin umemirin. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree one-to-one exchange just means at one time. But if on Sunday I take this animal of chulin and I do a tamura for the animal of kodesh, and then on Monday I take another chulin animal and do a tamura on that same korban, that's going to work because that's still a one-to-one exchange each time. My time, kedusha rishonah dehekdesh leichan alcha, because that original kedusha, the korban, never went away. That's the whole way tamura works. That Tamura affects Kedusha on the new carbon, on the new animal, but it keeps the Kedusha on the old animal. So there's no reason for it not to work. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Shame, shame, mamirin, shnayim, ve'echad, kachin, mirin, mechosin, umamirin. Just like you can't do a two-for-one exchange at one time, so too you can't do a two-for-one exchange, or a one-for-one exchange followed by another one-for-one exchange on the same animal. Tani kavas is Rabbi Yochanan, tani kavas is Reish Lakish, and there's a brisa that supports each shita. Tani kavas is Rabbi Yochanan, kashem, shame, mamirin, echad, shnayim, kachin, mirin, mechosin, umamirin. Tani kavas is Reish Lakish, yoch, kashem, shama, Rabbi Shimon, shame, mamirin, shnayim, echad, kachin, mirin, mechosin, umamirin, tamalon. That's what Vayu Utmaraso comes to tell me, that you could even keep on doing it b'zu achazu so many times. So you see the drasha l'chor is from Vahaya, that it should have said Hu Utmaraso Yekodesh. Vahaya comes to tell me there could be multiple Havayos. That's what Svasemis points out, that l'chor is the drasha, that even Me'a Pa'amim, the Havaya, this happening could happen many, many times with the same animal. So the direct price is very clear that are exactly like the shitos of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish respectively. So by Rabbi Yavin, the Divrei Omer Ein Mamirin V'Chozer Mamirin, if you assume like Rabbi Yochanan that you only get one shot of Temura on each carbon and you cannot do it one time after another, Hifrish Asham L'schaper, but what about the following somewhat complicated case, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's needlessly complicated, but Hifrish Asham L'schaper, let's say you designate an animal as a korban asham for an avera that you did to achieve your kapara, the hemir bo, and then you take a behemah schulin and you exchange its kedusha for that asham, luhumam, and then the asham, and the original asham, became balmum, v'chilu al acher, and you were mechalal it for another, for an animal that does not have a mum. And now this new korban asham is lost, and v'nischaper ba'asham acher. And now you have to bring a third animal as a korban asham to achieve your kapara. And then you find the lost korban asham, v'nitak la'ola, and that lost korban asham now has to be korban ola. It transfers kedusha to being the kedusha of a korban ola. Ma'u sheyamir bo. Can you do tamura on that asham that has become an ola? Do we say that since it comes mikoach, the first asham that already had a tamura, so you can't be meimer bo again? Or do we say, no, it's a totally separate animal, and it's not even an asham now. It's an ola. It's a totally separate type of karban. So maybe now you could do it tomorrow. So if you're keeping score, there are four animals in this case, right? Yeah, you have the original karban asham. Then you did a tamura on a chulin animal. Okay, so we put that aside. That was just to make sure that there was one tamura done on this. Then the karban asham that you had developed the mum, so it had to be replaced by another one. Then the one that it was replaced by got lost. And then you brought another one because it was you were missing the one that you needed, and then you found the one that you needed originally, and now it became a carbon ola. So can you do tamura on that? So Amar Abaye, Maikami Baile, what exactly is your shayla? Ishne guvim kedusha achas. If what you're not sure about is if you have two behemos, where the second one comes mikoach the first one, and it has the same kedusha as the first one, are they both considered the same karban, and therefore you can't do tumur again, then you could have made it a simpler case. You didn't have to say that you already mischaper with a third asham, and then you found the second one, and it's a karban ola, because that's irrelevant. I mean, if your whole shaila is not about multiple kedushos, multiple shemos of karban, different types of karban, your whole shaila was really about just the fact that it's a different animal, so you didn't need to make it that the animal got lost, and then it got found. That just make it that the original one developed a mum, so now it's replaced by a second animal. The ishtei kedushos v'guv echad, and if your whole shaila is about a second kedusha, that let's say the animal comes mikoach the original karban, but it's a different kedusha, tibayle below humam, why do you need to have the case of developing a mum? Just say you have your karban asham, you did a tamur on it, right? And then you lost the karban asham, so you brought another one. So and then you found the original one. So what happens to the original one? It's now a karban ola. So its kedusha has changed. If that's your whole shaila, make that be the shaila. Why do you have to overcomplicate things? That it develops a mum and it gets lost. So says Rabbi Yavin, the second suffix was based on the first suffix. First, he wasn't sure if they have an asham that what you did tamura with, and then it developed a mum, and you were mechalul in another one. Can you do tamura on the second one? V'im timtzilomar shnei gufin kedusha achas lo. And if you're going to say you can't, because it's still an asham that comes from the kedusha of that first asham, mishum davei kedusha marba chadazimna shnei gufin shtei kedushas mahu. Yeah, that's because it's from the same kedusha. But what happens if you have shnei gufin and shtei kedusha? So it's like an imtim tziloma. We just said it all at once. So we're going down to the end of the road, saying, and what happens if it's shnei kedusha? So take it. So the Gemara says we don't have a resolution to those shaylas. Lishna achrina, another lashon of really the same exact conversation, which keeps on happening. We keep on having lishna achrina. Someone sent me an email asking me why that's the case. Is it because meseches tamura by definition is all about taking a second one, trying to replace the first one? So maybe that's why there's so many lishna achrinas in meseches tamura. So it was an interesting suggestion. That's not the pashtus. The pashtus is why we have so many lishna achrinas, is because the lashonos of the whole mesechta are somewhat, for lack of a better term, somewhat messed up. The lashonos in this mesechta are not, the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayos points out that there are multiple mesechtos and shas where clearly Rav Ashi didn't have time to edit. and we have an unedited version. And he says, you find that in Nedarim, in Nazir, in Arachan, in Tmura, Mi'ila, and Tamid. Those are the Masechtas that he gives examples of. And the Aderes, in his Kuntras, Zachar LeDavid, says that Lashon Tmura is Meshuna. That you find throughout the word Tanan very often is used as a Lashon of a Kasha from a Mishnah and another Masechta. In Gantz Shas, it's always Tashema. And all of a sudden over here, it's Tanan. Yeah, it's just different. Something's off. Something's a little bit different. They even use that as a raya that you should always that you should always edit and not be afraid to be chozer on what you wrote earlier, because you see clearly Ravina and Ravashi did that they edited, and something they didn't get to edit, but it's always good to go back on things that you've written earlier, and then if you have to be chozer and change things, that's fine also. So Lishna Akrina, so they must have had these multiple Lishonos in, and they were going to take one out or something, I don't know. Lishna Akrina by Rabbi Avin Rabbi Yochanan by Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin raised the following shayla. L'Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you cannot do tumura multiple times, hivrash hashem l'schaper bo v'hemir bo humam v'chilu lo alacher mao sheyachsu v'yamir. What happens if you were mafrish in hashem and then you did a tumura, then it developed a mum, and then so can you do a tumura again? N'schaper bo hashem acher v'nitak zela ola mao sheyachsu v'yamir, or a separate shayla if you were n'schaper with another hashem because this one got lost, and that, therefore the first one became an Ola, can you do a Tamura on the one that now became an Ola? So Rabbi, hey, kami bayle. What is the Iker Safek of Rabbi Avin? Kedusha Acheres Ba'osa Guf? Is it about a new shame on the same Guf? Meaning that now it's an Ola, not an Asham? So Loni Bayu Huma Michil Labacher. Then he should not have asked the Shaila about the case where it became a Balmum. And I Guf Acher Ba'osa Kedusha. And if his whole Shaila is about another Guf, but with the same shame carbon, loni by nischaper basham acher, then he shouldn't have asked about a case where you have kapara with another asham, and now this first one becomes an ola. Rabbi Avin chadmi go chadakami bayli, but Rabbi Avin was asking both shaylas. Humam v'chil lo alacher ma'u sheyachsu v'yamir. When if it developed a mum, and therefore you were mechalit for a new carbon, so can this new carbon that comes from the kedusha of the first one get a second tumura? Maybe it's only on that original asham that you can't do a second tumura. Avol b'guf acher, avol gav dekadosh osa kedusha chozer meimer. But another guf, even though it has that same kedusha, you could be chozer meimer. Odilma kolba osa kedusha. Ein chazer meimer, or maybe any carbon that has that same kedusha, you cannot be chazer meimer. V'im timtzilomar hadein acher kaven the ba'osa kedusha ka'im ein chazer meimer. And if you're going to tell me, oh, that so long as it has the same kedusha, even though it's a different guf, you can't be chazer meimer. Okay, then what happens if you already you lost the animal and you brought another one already as your asham, and the first one now has become an ola? Now can you do a tumur on it? Maybe when Rabbi Yochanan says you can't do multiple tumuros, that's only if it's the same guf and the same kedusha. But maybe if it's the same guf with a different kedusha, you can do another tumura. Odilma af al kedusha acheres kevan da osa guf hu ein chozer meimer. Or maybe even on a different kedusha, since it's the same guf, you can't be chozer meimer. Take who the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So now the Gemara raises a similar shaila in a different context. Halacha is when you're poda hektish, you have to be mosif chomesh. You have to add 1/5. So I'm Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Hektish rishon mosif chomesh, vein hektish sheni mosif chomesh. If you're mechalal something on something that you were maktish, and therefore now the item has kedusha because you were poda it for something that originally had kedusha, and now you want to be poda the second thing, you don't have to add a chomesh the second time around. I'm Rabbi Shur ben Levi. My time is Rabbi Shur ben Levi because I'm a krab im maktish yigal as beso v'yosaf chamishis maktish. The Maktish is Chayiv Chomesh at the time that Mechalalit, v'lo Matfis. That only a Maktish is Chayiv, but not a Matfis on the Kedusha that happened through Chilul. So by Rabbi Avin raised the following Shaila. Hifrish Hashem l'schaper bo v'humam. What if you designate a carbon Hashem and then it develops a mum, v'hosav l'chomesh v'chilul chaveiro, and then you add a Chomesh when you mechal it on another animal, and then v'niskaper b'shamacher, you lose the second asham and you get a kapara with a third animal v'nitak zeliola. So the second one now becomes kedushas ola ma'ushi yosef lav chomesh. Do you add a chomesh when you want to be poda that? What's your shayla exactly? If your shayla is about two different gufin but one kedusha, then you don't have to tell me that you were neschaper ba'acher and it became an ola. And if your shayla is only about different kedushos but the same guf, why do you have to say that it developed a mum? So Rabbi Avin, he was asking both. Maybe you don't have to add a chomesh when it's shnei gufin that have the same kedusha, mishum davehi kedusha itos b'chad zimna, because on that kedusha you already added a chomesh itos b'chad zimna chomesh, you already added a chomesh once shnei gufin shnei kedushas might. But what would the halacha be when it's shnei gufin shnei kedushas? Take the Gemara leaves that unresolved. And then lishna achrina by Rabbi Avin hifra shasham neschaper b'avuhuma mechilu alacher v'hosav chomesh v'neschaperu ba'asham acher v'nitak zeh le'olam ma'ush yosalav chomesh. Essentially the same case. The you mafresh an asham for a kapara developed a mum, and you were mechalit for another one, and you added a chomesh when you did the chilul, and then you lost it and it was neschaper with another one. So does the first one, can you, when you poda the first one, do you have to add a chomesh? I'm rabbi, I didn't kami bayulei. What is exactly your suffix? I kedusha acheres bosa guf kami bayulei. If your shayla is about the same guf but with a different kedusha, so lo ni bayulei humam. You don't have to raise the issue of it developing a mum. The achar bosu kedusha, and if it's the same kedusha that you're worried about, then you don't need to talk about it should have been only where it develops a mum, and you didn't have to say that it was nitak la'ola. So v'chilo al achar ma'u sheyosef alav chomesh mi aminon ba'asham kama hu de'eno mosif aval ba'acher aval gav de'koyim ba'usu kedusha mosif chomesh. Do we assume that even if it's the same kedusha but it's a different animal, you'd have to add a chomesh? O dilma kol osu kedusha eino mosuf chomesh. V'imtim tzlomer adin acher kiven the mosuf kedusha koyim mosuf chomesh. And if you're going to say the new animal, if it has the same kedusha, you are mosuf chomesh el neschaper ba'archer v'nitak zeh le'ola. What if it has a new kedusha because it got lost and you got a kapara from somewhere else? Mahu ki mosuf chomesh bosa guv bosa kedusha avol b'kedusha acheres lo. Do we say that when there's a kedusha acheres, you don't you don't have this heter of not adding a chomesh, you have to add a chomesh? O dilma kiven da osa guv hu mosuf chomesh. Do you say that since it's the same guv, you are mosuf chomesh? So teku, the Gemara leaves that as a suffix, and Bez Hashem will pick up with the Bayram Bar Chama tomorrow.